give me the screen. Computer two, please.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
We are going to share a few words from this portion this morning.
今天早上我们要一同来看几处的圣经。
Next week we are having baptisms.
下个主日我们有受浸的聚会。
And one of the prerequisites, the necessary needs of baptism is repentance.
那么受浸的一个前提就是要有悔改。
And we just want to look at that principle of the doctrine of Christ.
所以我们今天要来看这个悔改的这个教义。
So what we'll do, let's read together just the two verses from the Gospel of Mark, verse 14 and 15.
我们一起来读马可福音第一章第十四到第十五节。
Now, after reread verse 14 altogether.
我们一起来读马可福音第一章第十四节。
Now, after John was in prison,
耶稣来到加利利
to Galilee,
宣传神的福音 说日期满了神的国近了你们当悔改传福音
The time has been fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. This year is an anniversary, a 500th year anniversary.
今年是那个宗教改革第五百年的周年的纪念年。
Does anyone know what is the anniversary?
大家是不是知道这个五百年这个教会的改革？
It's a very significant one. It's 500 years. That means in 1517, something was done. Very special.
这是一个很重要的纪念的日子。这个就是说在1517年的时候有一件很重要的事情发生了。
And what was done affected the whole world.
那个时候所发生的事影响了整个世界。
You know what it was?
你们知道是什么吗?
Pardon? No, the printing of the Bible was actually in 1456.
刚才一个问题说是不是那个圣经开始印出来?
Brother Moses said, an Augustan priest took a 95 theses and he nailed itOn the door of the Roman Catholic Church in Wittenberg.
就是在当时1517年的时候，马丁路德他把他的95篇的论文，95篇的论文钉在那个当时的天主教的那个那个祭司的那里，钉在他的门上。
Yeah, and so now you know the name Martin Luther. So he and then challenged. Everyone to debate over these 95 principles.
他就想向所有的人挑战，要大家来为着这个95篇的论文一起来辩论。
And as a result, in time, the Pope sent a decree now that he either had to repent or he would be.Thrown out of the Catholic Church, excommunicated, they call it.
对，那个时候教皇就说啊，马丁路德说他必须要悔改，或者他就要被赶出那个天主教的教会。
And he, of course, put it in the fire, and he said, "Herein I stand."
所以他仍然坚持他自己的立场。
And that was the beginning of what is known in history as the Reformation.
那这个就是现在教会历史上所知道的宗教的改革。
But Do you know what the first principle or the first of the 95 theses that Martin Luther had written.
你知道这个马丁路德他写的第一篇的这个95篇论文里面第一篇的论文是什么吗？
This is the quote. It says, when our Lord and Savior said repent, he meant the entire life of the believer should be one of repentance.
他在那里面说到，当我们的救主说到应当悔改的时候，这个主的意思就是说信徒的整个的一生应当是一个悔改的一生。
Is that your life?
这个是不是你的一生呢？
A lot of people think, oh, repent, that's something you do when you first come to Christ.
很多的人都以为说悔改就是当你刚刚接受主的时候你要有悔改。
And now we get on with learning the Bible.
那得救以后，那我们现在就是要多读圣经。
And the more we learn and the more we can understand, the more we'll grow.
所以我们多明白圣经的话，我们就多长进。
But that's not true.
但这不是事实。
Unless we know the real work of repentance as believers in our life, we will never grow.
除非我们作为信徒，除非我们知道这个悔改的真正的意思，不然的话，我们就不能够成长。
We know in Revelation 2 and 3, there were 7 churches.
我们知道在启示录第二和第三章里面说到有七个教会
and five of them were called to repentance.
其中五个教会主都要他们悔改
See, a believer's life is one of repentance.
所以一个信徒的一生应当是一个悔改的一生
And repentance is a twin. It always goes with faith.
这个要悔改的话呢就必须要有信心这个两个是一对
Though we say the Reformation, the first one was justification by faith.
那是说宗教的改革的第一个就是因信称义。
But really, we could look at it as a justification by repentant faith.
其实我们可以看的就是说这个称义呢就是借着这个悔改的信心。
There was a Puritan man, Mr. Thomas Watson,He said, repentance and faith are the two wings by which we soar to heaven.
有一个人叫 Thomas Watson, 他曾经这样说，这个悔改和信心呢，是我们飞向天堂的两个翅膀。
Even Calvin said that repentance is the Christian race.
甚至加尔文他也说，就是这个悔改是基督徒的一个那个奔跑。
And one of the most upright men in the Bible,
这个在圣经中那个最义的一个人
his name was Job,
他的名字就是约伯
but at the end, and when he was very old, he had to declare, I have heard you now, speaking to the Lord with the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
约伯在他最后的时候他曾经这样说我从前风闻有你现在我眼亲眼看见你因此我厌恶自己在芦荟中懊悔
Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes
因此我懊悔厌恶自己在芦荟中在尘土和芦荟中懊悔
So repentance is a principle that we live by as Christians
所以这个悔改是我们基督徒生活的一个原则的根基
Because we are told in Colossians that as we have received Christ, we are to walk in Him.
所以我们在哥罗西书里面这样告诉我们，当我们接受了主之后，我们要与他同行。
So what we will do here, we want to look at this grace.
所以现在我们要来看这个的恩典。
It is that it's given to us.
这个是恩典是给赐给我们的。
So the first thing we want to ask is,What is repentance?
第一个我们要问的就是什么是悔改
Right, and then we will see what repentance is not.
然后我们要来看什么不是悔改
And then finally we'll see how do we get this repentance.
那最后就是我们怎样能够得着这个悔改
So let's start with the first one.
我们从第一个先来看
I thinkIt is very, very important that if we're going to live a life of repentance, we have to understand this.
所以如果我们真的要过一个悔改的生活的话，我们就必须要明白一件事。
It's called the double imputation of Christ.
那就是基督对信徒的双重归于。
What do we mean by that?
这什么意思呢？
Well, my sin was imputed or transferred to Christ's account.
那就是我的罪被转到基督的身上。
And therefore he bore the judgment of my sin.
所以他就是因着我的罪的缘故，他受那个审判。
But then the other side is,
那另外一个方面，
that the perfect life that Christ lived on this earth was imputed or transferred to me.
那就是基督在这个地上他活的这个完全的这个一生也就转到了我的身上。
So when God looks at me,
所以当神看我的时候，
He sees the perfection of Christ.
他看到的乃是基督的那一个的完全。
And not all the corruptions that is in me.
而不是我自己本身的那个败坏。
Do you believe that?
你是不是相信这个？
Is that functional in your life?
这个在你的生活中是不是有这个现实呢？
You'll never be able to repent until this is a part of your life.
除非这个是你生活中的一部分，不然的话你就不能够悔改。
Because we must realize, though we are more sinful than we ever dare to imagine.
我们必须要知道的是，其实我们的是一个，我们的罪是非常非常的深重，是远远超过我们自己所能够想象的。
And yet we are more loved and embraced by the Lord Jesus than we could ever think.
但是主向着我们的这个爱也是远远的超过我们所能够想象的。
I remember Brother Yu spoke to us about on the Friday evening about our identity or unity with Christ.
我记得于洪杰弟兄在礼拜五晚上聚会的时候跟我们分享的就是与基督在一起。
And he spoke of a man called Hudson Taylor.
他说到一个人就是戴德森。
And this came as a revelation to him.
这个对他来说是一个的，好像是一个意象。
He had gone to China as a young man.
戴德森他在年轻的时候去了中国。
And of course he was instrumental to bringing over many people to spread the gospel in inland China.
他在中国他带了很多的人来信主。
There were a lot of activity, yet he lacked this one thing.
他有很多的服事的工作，但缺少一件了。
To realize, and he actually wrote a little book or pamphlet on it.
他写了一个好像一个小的册子。
It's called The Exchange Life.
那就是生命的交换。
In other words, Christ and I are exchanged.
换句话说就是基督和我有互相的交换了。
So that has to be functionally our life.
那这个必须是我们生活中的一个功用。
All right, let's have a look. Now, it was something that Jesus taught his disciples patiently.
那这个呢就是主耶稣很非常耐心的跟他们的教导他的门徒。
And we don't really think of it in the revelation, sorry, in the story of the Lord Jesus.
我们很多的时候常常都没有很仔细的去想这个故事。
In the Luke chapter 17, you know the portion where it says, if your brother sins against you?
我们知道在路加福音第十七章里面那里说到，如果你的弟兄得罪了你，
then he gives us a warning.
然后他就给我们一个警告。
It says this, if someone sins against you,
他说如果有人得罪了你，
who are you ready to meet? Who are you ready to even pour out your wrath?
就是你向谁能够来发这个愤怒呢？
Well, it's usually the opponent, isn't it?
常常我们都是说是谁得罪你的，那你就对他有那个怀
有愤怒。You did this to me, I'll get you back.
啊，你这样的对待我，我也要同样的来对待你。
That's the revenge that's in our hearts.
这是在我们心中的一个报复的心思。
But you know what Jesus said?
你知道耶稣怎么说的吗？
He said, "Watch out for yourself."
主耶稣说你要看审查你自己。
So when someone sins against you, watch out.
所以当有人得罪你的时候，你就要审查自己，要小心。
That you don't come out with that old life and start your tirade of revenge.
所以你就不能够让自己旧的生命流露出来，来有这样的报复。
You see, the Lord Jesus was teaching repentance.
所以主耶稣在这里是在教导他的门徒要悔改。
In our life, there are many exposures of our old life.
在我们的生活中有很多的时候，我们都会把自己老的生命、老我给表露出来。
But the Lord Jesus is very patient.
但是主耶稣却是非常的耐心。
You remember the night before the Lord Jesus was crucified?
如果你记得主耶稣在被卖的那一个晚上。
In Matthew 26 verse 31 it says that he told all his apostles, you will all be offended of me.
在马太福音第26章31节那里说、主耶稣对他的门徒是这么说的。
And,
他说 我要击打牧人，羊就要分散。
And you remember the answer Peter gave?
你记得彼得当时的回答是怎么样的吗？
He said, though everyone will...I won't.
彼得当时说，虽然众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，
you see,
我却永不跌倒。
He didn't get it. He didn't know his own heart.
其实彼得当时他不认识自己，他不知道自己的心是怎样的。
So then the Lord said, "Okay, I will be a little bit more specific."
当然主耶稣就是说，我叫比较仔细的、比较明确的一点说。
Because Peter thought.I followed you for 3.5 years.
因为彼得想，我已经跟随主耶稣有三年半的时间。
Surely you know my character better than that.
我一定知道我自己的特性是怎样的。
And he says, then the Lord said to him, "Well, I'll tell you what, Peter. Before the cock does crow, you will have denied me 3 times."
然后耶稣就对他说，彼得，我告诉你，今夜鸡叫之前，你要三次不认我。
And you see.The Lord was teaching them that it's not resolution.
所以主教导他们的这不是好像不是一个的解决的方法。
Yeah, many people, we all make a resolution. I am going to do this. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to do that.
很多的时候我们都自己做一个的决定，下一个决心就是说我要跟随主，我要做这个，我要做那个。
But something demolished.Their resolution.
但是有一些的、有一些的东西就是把我们这个的决定给打碎了。
We know the story. Remember the little maid came out.
我们记得有一个仆人来了。
And said, "I know you. You're with him."
啊，有一个使女对彼得说，我知道你是跟他们一伙的。
And twice he said, "I don't know the man."
彼得两次这样的回答说，我不认识他。
And then finally someone said, "You are with him. I can recognize your accent."
最后有一个人说，你的口音把你露出来了，我知道你是跟他们一伙的。
And then one of the translation puts it, "I swear to God, I don't know the man."
有一个的翻译本彼得是甚至是起誓咒诅说我不认识他。
Did you see what happened to the resolution?
你看到吗？这个对彼得当时做的这个下的这个决心是怎么样呢？
Now, why did that happen?
为什么这个事情这样发生呢？
Because something else.Controlled his tongue.
因为有一个的东西控制了他的这个舌头。
What was it controlling him?
那这个控制他的是什么呢？
It was his heart.
那就是他的心。
He loved his own reputation.
因为他爱他自己的这个名誉。
You see, functionally, when it came to the crunch, he denied the Lord.
所以当这个试炼来到的时候，他就背弃了神，
How many of us
否认了主。
Are like that?
我们中间有多少人是这样的呢？
When it comes to our reputation and our honor,
所以当我们的名誉、当我们的尊贵受到影响的时候，
We can quickly slip into sin.
我们很快就会滑入到罪的当中。
But You see, the Lord was teaching them the difference between resolution and repentance.
主在这里教导他们呢，就是这个下的决心和那个悔改的区别。
You see, repentance is dealing with the heart.
因为悔改是在心里面的工作。
What motivates you?
什么是驱动你的？
You know, in some cultures, it's called a shame culture.
啊，有一种的文化叫做那个
shame culture. It's keeping face.I don't want to lose face.
就是、yeah. 就是那个要脸要面子的这个文化。
Yeah, and many people live like that.
很多的人就在这样的文化中生活。
Their honor, their reputation, what others think of them is much more important.
他们很看重别人是怎样的看他们，别人怎样的对待他们。
But see, we have to come to the place of repentance.
所以我们必须要来到这个悔改的这个地步。
We got to realize what is in us.
我们必须要明白在我们里面到底有什么。
And so we find that I will give an illustration.
我给你这样的一个的解释。
We'll move to the next point called understanding sin and the consequences.
那就是要明白这个罪和要知道罪和这个罪的结果。
If we're going to repent, it's to repent of sin.
因为我们如果要悔改的话，就是要在悔改我们的罪。
And we've got to discover it and be able to find it.
所以我们必须要发现，而且能够知道。
Okay, here's illustration for you.
这里有一个的预表。
If you go to the beach or go to the water, and you start to walk into the water.
如果你去海滩或者你去水里面，你开始走到那个海中
，and you can see a little black thing out there on the water.
你好像看到远远的很远的地方有一个黑的东西在水上。
But then you see it getting a little closer.
然后你就看到这个东西越来越近了。
And this triangle shape.
这个三角形的东西。
But then you get a little closer.
然后当你再近的时候。
What do you know is under there?
你看见了，你就知道这个在水下面是什么东西。
Yeah, a great big shark.
那是一个鲨鱼。
And you know he has three rows of teeth.
你知道鲨鱼有三层的牙齿。
Have you ever put your hand, I hope, in a dead shark? You can feel them. You can feel it. You can even prick and draw blood.
所以如果我不知道你们有没有去碰过这个鲨鱼的这个尸骨，它这个牙齿你们有去碰过？
And
非常尖锐的。
The shark, even if he loses his teeth, it grows back straight away.
你知道这个鲨鱼，即使它的牙齿掉的话，它的牙齿还会重新长出来。
So I want you to realize that that's what our sin is like.
所以我要叫大家明白的就是，我们的罪好像就是这个样子。
Because it looks like just a little fin.
因为看上去好像只是鲨鱼的这个鱼刺的一小部分。
But we don't realize how much it can tear the heart.
但是我们知道就是这一小块的这个东西会怎样的把我们的心给搅过来。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
When I married,
当我结婚的时候,
I was very abrupt.
我是非常好像直爽的。
And I spoke very what I would call coarsely.
我讲话好像是语气也非常的粗。
And I spoke to my wife.
我跟我太太说话的时候。
I thought it was normal.
所以我跟太太讲话的时候语气也是非常的粗。我觉得这是正常的。
Oh, don't be stupid. We don't need that. We don't have to do that. Oh, don't worry about that.
常常都会这样说、不用担心，我们不需要这个，不用管这个，不要这样愚蠢。
And then I couldn't hear her.
然后我就这样说的时候，我就听不到她说的话。
I looked in the corner.
所以我就看到这个，我就看到房间的角落里面。
And she's crying.
她在房间的角落里面哭。
I just said, okay, I'm sorry, I love you still. Don't be like that. Don't cry. Come, get up.
我就跟他说啊，不要这样嘛，我还是爱你的，你起来吧。
You see, really, it was my sin that took a big bite out of her heart.
其实这个就是我的罪，好像在我的心中这样的搅扰我。
I didn't realize that my sin wounded that life.
我并不知道我的这个罪就是好像毁坏了它。
And I didn't deal with my sin.
我并没有对付我自己的罪。
I just said, oh look, I'm very sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry about it.
我就对他说，对不起，请原谅我。
And you know what? Within some weeks,
你知道怎么样吗? 就在几个星期,
I did the same thing.
我又这样做了。
Why?
为什么呢?
I hadn't repented.
因为我还没有悔改。
I asked for forgiveness. I said, I'm sorry. Oh, let's get over it. Let's get move on.
我请他原谅，我就说我们就再重新开始吧。
But you see, I didn't repent.
你看见吗? 我并没有悔改。
What was my sin?
那我的罪是什么呢?
At that point, I despised my wife.
在那个时候我轻看了我的太太。
And there was a hatred there.
好像是有那个恨恶在里头。
I mean, I loved her.
我爱她。
But functionally, there was a despising.
但是我在我的实际的生活中我就有轻看她的这个表现。
You see, I never dealt with the real sin that was behind the sin.
所以我那个时候我没有真正的对付这个
There wasn't a deep repentance in my heart.
在那个时候，在我心中没有一个很深的一个悔改。
And that's why I say it's like it to me. It was just like the fin.
对我来说，这个好像就是那个鲨鱼的鱼刺。
Only a small fin, just a brush.
只不过是一个很小的一个鱼刺，就是擦了一下。
And so let's think about it.
所以让我们来想一想,
we're in a family, we're in a church.
我们在一个家庭中, 我们在教会里头,
How many lives have you devoured?
有多少的, 弟兄姊妹们的生活是被你这个好像是,
How many wounds have you perpetrated in the heart of another?
你伤害了多少的弟兄姊妹?
Look, it happens. We're in a broken world.
我们都知道在这个破碎的世界上 这些事很多的时候都这样发生了。
What we need to do is come to this basic fundamental principle of repentance.
但是我们要做的就是要回到这个根本的这个基本的原则就是悔改。
Did you see how I got out of it?
你知道我是怎样的 跳出来的吗?
I didn't want to deal with my sin.
因为我不想要对付我自己的罪。
Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I still love you.
所以我就对,
Put my arm around.
所以我就对他说, 对不起, 请原谅我, 我还是爱你的, 我就拥抱他。
Because I want to feel better.
因为我自己要觉得好受一点。
I don't want to face the issue of my own life.
我不想面对我自己身上的这个罪。
So, do we understand?
所以我们明白吗?
That in our lives,
在我们的生活中,
unless we come and go deep into our lives, there will never be repentance.
除非我们真正的很深的看我们的自己的内心, 不然的话我们就不会有悔改。
Yeah, you may be sorry for some sin.
你也许对一些的罪, 你觉得有后悔了。
Inevitably, you'll be back doing the same thing.
但是你 仍然就会有重复犯这个罪。
Because you haven't yet repented.
因为你还没有悔改。
We're going to have baptisms.
我们下个礼拜就有受浸。
And we declare that believers have to give a testimony of their repentance and walking in new life.
所以我们就是要求那个新受浸的弟兄姊妹们做一个的见证，就是他们悔改的见证和他们那个新生活的这个见证。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题。
Do those who are being baptized see repentance in your life?
所以那个就是在这些新受浸的弟兄姊妹们，他们有没有看见你身上这个悔改？
Are they seeing brokenness, humility?
有没有看见就是那个谦卑？
So, we get a picture of how devastating our sin, our unrepented sin can be.
所以我们就是看到好像这一个的图画，我们这个没有悔改的这个罪 会造成多大的伤害。
Okay, we'll move on. And
我们接下去看,
this may help us because we'll say what repentance is not.
所以我们要看的就是什么不是悔改。
Here we have the example of Judas. We all know him, don't we?
所以我们都有一个的例子看到就是犹大, 我们大家都知道犹大是谁。
Did he repent?
他有没有悔改?
Okay. You go into Matthew 27, and do you know what it says?
如果你看马太福音第27章的话, 你知道这里面怎么说的吗?
Judas, when he saw Jesus, was condemned to be crucified.
当他看见耶稣被钉的时候，
Judas was sorry.
所以他就好像后悔了。
He wanted to reverse the situation.
他要好像把这个情形给改变过来。
So he goes back to the high priest.
所以他就回到祭司长那里。
And he gets the 30 pieces of silver.
他就把那个30块钱。
And the next thing he does, you know what he does? He confesses.
第二个你知道他说什么吗？他就承认了。
He said, I've sinned.
他说我犯罪了。
And he gave back the 30 pieces of silver.
他就把那个30块钱还给那个祭司长。
Of course the priest said, oh no, we can't touch that.
所以那个祭司长就说我不要我与这个事情无关。
That's the money of blood.
这是血钱。
And then Judas said,
然后犹大就说
I've sinned, I've betrayed innocent blood.
他说 我犯罪了，我那个出卖了那个无辜的人的血。
Is that, there's four steps in his repentance.
这个在他的里面有这个四个步骤。
What about you?
你是怎么样呢？
Some haven't even got that far.
有的人还没有走到这么远。
Because did Judas repent?
犹大有没有悔改呢？
Well, I think you'll find there in verse 5, I think he went and hanged himself after that.
我想如果你看圣经的话，你就看到第五节那里说到犹大就在那里出去吊死了。
What was Judas' sin?
那犹大的罪是什么呢？
Now, he said he betrayed innocent blood.
他就是他出卖了那个无辜人的血。
That was the result of his sin.
这个是他这个犯罪的这个结果。
A lot of us, we want to repent or be sorry for the result or the consequence of our sin.
很多的时候我们好像悔改，我们有后悔，是为着我们这个犯罪的这个结果。
But what about the sin?
但是这个罪呢怎么样呢？
John 12 tells us that Judas was a thief.
然后在约翰福音第十二章那里告诉我们说犹大其实是一个小偷。
Yeah. So what did he love?
因为他爱什么呢？
Come on, you tell me. Oh, that's it. Got it. He loved money.
他好像他是贼，他就是爱这个钱。
And what was his God?
他的神是谁？
He followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
他跟随主耶稣有三年半的时间。
He had cast out devils.
他也赶鬼。
He had preached the gospel of the kingdom.
他也传天国的福音。
He had healed the maimed, the blind, and the leper.
他也医治了那个长大麻风的、那个瘸腿的和那个瞎子。
And yet, with all that activity, his heart was never dealt with.
就是虽然他外面有做这些许多的事，他心中的罪他从来都没有对付。
He, the Bible calls greed, which is covetousness, greed is idolatry.
那他的这个他的这个他这个贪心其实就是那个拜偶像。
Because whatever we focus and want above everything else, that's idolatry.
所以不管我们不管我们心中想要的是什么，好像是这个就是我们心中所注重的，就好像是有个偶像的。
So, let's look, what didn't Judas repent of?
那么犹大到底有他有悔改什么呢？
He never repented of his greed and love for money.
他就是为了他的这个贪心爱钱悔改。
And Jesus wasn't able to give him what he wanted.
耶稣好像不能够给他所要的。
So who did he despise?
所以他轻看谁呢？
Jesus.
他就轻看了耶稣。
So really he hated Jesus.
其实他是恨耶稣。
Because Jesus wasn't giving him what he wanted.
因为耶稣不能够给他所要的。
He couldn't see he was prospering in this world.
他好像看不到他在这个世上他会成为一个很有钱的人。
And not only that, Judas was given a revelation of Christ.
犹大他也看到这个耶稣的这个主的这个意象。
And apparently he knew about the gospel of the kingdom.
其实他好像也知道这个天国的福音。
But he didn't care about sharing that.
但是他并不在乎分享这个天国的福音。
He was too obsessed with getting for himself in this life.
他就是他一直所追求的就是他自己能够得到什么。
So really his sin was that he hated his neighbor.
那其实他的罪就是他恨他的邻舍。
He never wanted to share Christ with others.
他从来都不想与别人分享这个福音。
He only did it as a function to get what he wanted.
他做虽然他有时候他也做只不过是一个表面的现象。
Okay. The second example of what repentance is not.
第二个就是什么不是悔改的例子就是。
Is this man, King Saul.
那就是扫罗王。
Now, I don't know if you know the story.
我不知道你是不是知道这个故事。
It just goes like this, that Samuel the prophet was told that God's time to judge a nation called Amalek had come.
撒母耳当时他就是神告诉他就是那个神要审判亚玛利人的那个时候到了。
And Saul was to be the instrument of God's judicial judgment upon that nation.
那个扫罗呢就是被神要用的这个好像是一个器皿就是要来审判这个亚玛利人。
You can read aboutAmalek in Deuteronomy 25 where they used to wait for all the weak and the straggling believers of Israel and they would kill them.
所以你就可以从那个生命记第25章里面去看这个亚玛利人的这些历史。
And so the time had come to wipe out this nation's existence on this earth.
所以这个时候神的时候到了要把亚玛利人从这个地上除去。
And Saul was told you go, you kill everyone.
所以扫罗被神就告诉扫罗说要他去要杀害要杀掉所有一切亚玛利人。
Sheep, goats, cattle, asses, ox, camels, all.
甚至于他们的牛羊牛犊羊羔所有的一切都要灭绝。
And then Saul returned.
所以扫罗回来了。
And they kept the sheep and the ox and the cow, the oxen.
他们把这些牛羊和牛犊羊羔留了下来。
And as a trophy of his victory, he even preserved the king called the king of Amalek.
所以作为他好像得胜的一个的一个标志，他甚至于把亚玛利人的王也留了下来。
And then he returned back to Israel.
然后他就回到以色列。
And he set up a little big monument for himself.
他就为自己做了一个纪念碑。
Of his victory.
纪念他的胜利。
And then.Samuel came.
然后撒母耳就来了。
And he said, Praise the Lord, Samuel, I've kept the commandment of the Lord, I've done the will of God.
所以扫罗就对他说，愿耶和华赐福于你，因为我守了耶和华给我一切的命令。
And Samuel said, But I can hear sheep and I can hear the cows.
撒母就跟他说我耳中有听到这个羊叫牛鸣你是从哪里来的呢
Oh, he said, the people did that, the people took them.
他说这是百姓们他们留了下来他们拿来的。
But that's all.
就是这样了。
So, you know what Samuel said to him?
你知道撒母是怎样对他说的吗
?Stop.
撒母就说住口吧。
You have disobeyed the word of the Lord.
你违背了神的话。
Oh, he said, no, the people they brought this to offer the best offering to the Lord.
扫罗就说百姓把这些东西拿过来是为了要向神献祭的。
And then Samuel said to him, do you think the Lord has great delight in sacrifice as in obeying his voice?
撒母就对他说你以为神看重献祭比看重他那个遵守他的命令更重要吗
In other words, what is the Lord looking for in our life?
换句话说神在我们 身上所要看的是什么呢
not,
要找的是什么呢
It's not how regular I attend my church.
并不是我怎样的经常去教会。
It is what am I doing in my life?
那乃是我在我的生命生活中怎样做的
What is my life at home?
我在家庭中的生活是怎样的
What is my life at work?
我在工作岗位上的生活是怎样的
What is my life with my neighbors?
我跟我邻舍的关系是怎样的
You see, if there's not true repentance, those old ways will come out.
因为你看见吗？如果我们没有真正的悔改的话，我们这个老我就会在这些的情景中发表现出来。
We have a sister sent me. She's her own sister is a full-time worker in one of the biggest churches in Manila, maybe 10,000 people.
有一个姊妹她给我寄给我一个东西，是她的姐姐是在马尼拉一个很大的一个教会中服侍的。
And she said, but when my sister comes into the house,
她说当我的姐姐来到家中的时候，
all she displays is her bad temper, her anger, and she yells.
在家中她所表现的就是她的脾气非常的坏，她常常会发脾气而且大声的叫。
But she said, if she brings the church people home,
但是如果他把教会中的弟兄姊妹带到家里来的时候，
oh, she's very sweet and beautiful.
那他就变得非常的温柔甜蜜。
So you see how we can live a double life?
所以你看见吗？我们常常都会过一个两面派的生活。
You know, we can thank the Lord for his love and that he died and his blood was shed and for the righteousness I've received.
我们可以一面在那里感谢神，为着他为我们舍命流血，为着他为我们死。
But when we come to do it, that's forgotten.
但是当我们在实际生活中的时候，这一切都忘记了。
So what I'm saying is because repentance is really not deep down in the heart.
所以我要说的就是，像这样的情形的话，就是我们的悔改没有真正的在我们心中有悔改。
How are you dealing with repentance in your life?
你在你的生活中怎样的来面对这个悔改呢？
That's why I said to you, you must be absolutely sure of your position, your place in Christ.
所以我就是说，你对你自己在主里面的这个地位位置到底是怎样的，你必须要非常的清楚。
You know,we have a lot of evil in this heart of ours.
你们知道吗？就在我们的心中有很多的邪恶。
Even the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, good I do, I can't.
甚至于保罗在罗马书第七章那里说，我要做的我却行不出来。
And the evil I don't want to do, I do it.
那我不想行的我却行出来。
So we have to recognize that we do have this evil.
所以我们必须要知道我们实在是在心中有很多的邪恶。
But at the same time,
同时
I'm more loved, embraced, and beautiful in the eyes of my Lord.
但另一方面，就是神是我在神的眼中是那样的宝贝，是那样的被神所爱。
So you see, you don't need to worry about how wicked you are.
所以你就不用担心你到底有多坏。
Just repent of it.
就是只要悔改。
Because you're still loved and embraced by your Lord. You're beautiful in his eyes.
因为你仍然在神的眼中是那样的宝贝，你是神是那样的爱你。
But look at Saul.
看看扫罗。
When Samuel then spoke to him,
当撒母耳对他说的时候，
he began to hint what was really in his heart.
他开始好像有一些的表露出来他在心中，他的心中到底是怎样的？
The very famous, very classical verses 22-23 of 1 Samuel 15. It just goes like this. Rebellion is as the sin of some have termed witchcraft. Others have it whatever, and another translation. But witchcraft. You know what that is.
在那个撒母耳记第十五章，撒母耳记上第十五章第二十二节那二十三节那里说到，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
And and stubbornness is as the sin of iniquity and idolatry.
那个顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
So as soon as Saul heard that, you know what he said? I've sinned Samuel. Those people, they took it, but I sinned.
所以当扫罗听到撒母耳这样说的时候，他马上就说，我得罪神了，我犯罪了，虽然这些百姓把这些东西留了下来，我犯罪了。
Come Samuel, come with me and you, let's go back and we'll worship God together.
所以他说你跟我一起来，我们一同来敬拜神。
He said he sinned.
他说他承认他犯罪了。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很好的一件事吗？
You know what Samuel said?
你知道撒母耳怎么说吗？
Samuel didn't believe him.
撒母耳并不相信他。
Why?
他说为什么？
There was no repentance of his sin.
因为扫罗虽然这样说，但是他却没有真正的悔改。
What did he need to repent of?
他需要悔改什么呢？
It was his stubbornness.
那就是他的顽梗。
He had his own mind.
他有他自己的主意。
He wasn't going to do God's will.
他并不想要遵循神的话。
He was going to do what he wanted.
他要做的是他自己想要做的。
He was a rebel at heart.
他是在他的心中有那个悖逆。
But he didn't repent of that.
但是他并没有为着这些悔改。
So what I'm saying is, unless we come down, you say, oh, it's like a little fin.
所以我就是说，除非我们真的进到里面，好像我们看见鲨鱼的那个鱼刺的一小部分。
Well, that's not much. That's not very much.
我们就说啊，这个并不在，并没有什么要紧的，只是很小的一个。
But what about the damage it will do?
但是就是这个小的一点的东西能够造成的人的破坏。
Sin is left there in the heart.
这个罪在他的心中。
So Saul was like, he was like me, wasn't he?
所以扫罗那个时候好像就是像我一样。
He didn't want the pain or anything, he just wanted to get it over. I've sinned, I've done wrong, I'm sorry, I'll forget, let's get on with it.
所以他就这样的敷衍了事的过去说、哦、我得罪神了，让我们就重新开始吧。
But you see, that's why God wants to deal with our hearts.
这就是为什么神要对付我们的心。
So many of us have a sham repentance.
我们很多的时候都有这个羞愧的罪。
So let us consider in our lives, are we really coming down before the Lord with the wickedness of our own hearts?
所以我们让我们都自己来审查一下，我们是不是就是带着我们自己的本相，带着我们的丑陋来到神的面前。
Yeah, what we've got to realize is, it's our human nature.Automatically justifies ourselves.
我们要知道的就是，我们人的本性就是很多的时候，我们都是为着自己要来申辩，为着自己要来找那个借口的。
Someone says I did something. No, I didn't.
有的人说你做了一件这样的事，我们马上就会说
It wasn't me.
这不是我做的。
It's because they did it.
因为是他们做的。
Oh, they told me.
哦，他或者说他们告诉我的。
We always got excuses, haven't we?
我们常常都会有很多的借口。
And we know it's wrong.
我们知道是错的。
But we do it.
但是我们仍然去做。
Because that is the process in our hearts.
因为这是在我们心中就是这样的工作的。
We must know what we are.
我们必须知道我们是什么。
Okay, let's move on.
我们接下去看。
How do we get this repentance?
就我们怎样能够得到这个悔改？
Well, firstly, repentance is not a decision of the will.
我们知道说这个悔改不是一个我们要做的一个定义的一个决定。
Whether we decide to do right or wrong.
哦，或者说是我们要决定要做一些做对的事或者错的事。
But repentance is an internal shifting of my life.
这个悔改就是在我们心的里面是有这样的一个的转变。
And it is a brokenness and humility before God.
那就是在神面前一个破碎的一个谦卑的心。
If I am only sorry for my sin,
如果我只是为我的罪后悔
，because of punishment，
因着这个要受那个惩罚的缘故
，then all I merely regret that God is just。
那我这样的话呢，这样的后悔呢，只不过好像是。
And we don't really see that sin is an offense。
啊，如果我们这样看的话呢，我们没有看到这个罪的是这样的得罪神。
And it is exactly what crucified.Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们好像就没有看到是我们的这个罪把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So therefore, we want to be able to avail ourselves of God.
所以我们要把自己要放到神的面前。
Do you remember as I spoke of Peter?
你记得我刚才说到的彼得吗？
His denial.
他否认主。
Remember what Peter did?
你知道彼得做了什么吗?
He went out and he wept bitterly.
那他就出去，他否认主之后，他就出去痛哭。
There we see a preparation for repentance.
这里我们看到就是为悔改所做的一个准备。
He was deeply sorry for what he had done.
他很深深的后悔他所做的。
So if we see in our lives we did wrong,
如果在我们的一生中我们看到我们有做错的东西是。
Let us go down before the Lord.
让我们来到主的面前。
Tell the Lord.
来告诉主
Lord, I don't know what's blocking in my life.
就是说主啊我不知道是什么在我的生命中、拦阻了我跟你的关系
But Lord, I offer myself for you to do a deep work of repentance in me.
主啊我要把我放到你的手中让你在我心中做更深的工作
Be ready and let the Lord take your life.
让我们准备好我们自己让主在我们身上来工作
BecauseIf you, even in the result of our dealing one with another,
即使在我们平时跟别人之间互相的交往
one brother gave me this advice.
有一个弟兄他给我这样的一个的建议
If a brother comes to you, okay, comes to me,
如果一个弟兄来到你的面前
and he said, "Oh, brother, I've sinned against you."
对你说啊，弟兄啊，我得罪你了
I say.Please forgive me.
那我就对他说，请原谅我。
Oh, that's fine, brother. That's fine. That's fine with me. I can forgive you, no problem. Sit down, and you tell me what my sin is.
对啊，如果那个弟兄得罪我的，就对他对我说啊，请你原谅我。那我就应该对他说啊，没有关系，请你坐下来，你告诉我我的罪是什么。
That's pretty dangerous.
这是非常危险的事。
You might be there for another 2 hours.
你也许在那里会有要谈两个小时了。
But really, we call it, that's putting my heart on the table.
那就是我们说的就是把我的心给兜出来放在桌子上面。
And let that brother speak into my life.
那就是让这个弟兄来对我的生活说话。
Because I have some areas in my life we call black spots, you know, you can't see them.
我们知道在我们每个人的一生中我们都会有一些的生命的黑点是别人看不见的
You know that road safety sign about bicycles
就是在路上如果看到有那个安全的标志说到那个骑单车的
Because when you look in your rear vision mirror there's a dead spot you can't see them
因为当你在开车的时候在你的反光镜后面有一些的死角是你看不到有人或者有骑单车的人在那里
So, in our life many timesWe can't see.
所以在我们的生活中我们也是有一些的这样的盲点是我们自己看不到的。
So that's why it's good for spouses to sit down together.
所以这个就是为什么如果有配偶的话就坐在一起。
And let each other speak into our lives.
所以让我们每个人都对着自己对着我们来说话。
And it's even good, if your children are mature and old enough.
甚至于如果你的孩子们是已经成人的话
Let them speak into your life.
让他们也对你自己的生活来说话。
Because we think because we are older, therefore we know more.
我们以为说我们因为年纪大了，所以我们就比孩子们知道的多。
But now look, that will become very dangerous.
要注意的是，这也许会非常的危险的。
But look, remember that your identity with Christ is secured.
但是请你要记得就是我们与基督的那个生活我们的生命是安全的
It hasn't altered the Lord's love for you one little bit
虽然是这样都不会改变神对我们任何一点的爱
He still loves you and sees you as a beautiful bride adorned for himself
主仍然是这样的爱你看你好像是这样的一个是那个为主的婚礼所准备的这个的
But yet we're still corrupt, aren't we?
所以我们但是我们仍然是有败坏的
So maybe it's good exercise if we let especially with co-workers and working together in the church
所以这个是一件非常好的事特别是当我们同工之间
Because it's a terrible thing if there's suspicion
因为如果在同工之间有彼此猜疑的话，是一件非常糟糕的事。
We should be transparent and our hearts open.
我们必须在同工们之间，我们必须是敞开的，我们的是透明的。
We're here loving the Lord.
我们是在这里爱我们的主。
Not because we're perfect.
并不是因为我们是完全的。
But because He's perfect.
因为他是完，乃是他是完全的。
And our hearts are given to Him.
我们的心乃是要归给主的。
You know, we've been challenged as a church.
你知道，在我们教会是受到挑战的。
By our brother Yu.
余弟兄是这样的向我们挑战。
That Chatswood is a very large Asian population.
那就是在 Chatswood 那里有很多的亚裔的居民住在那里。
What effect are you having?
我们对那里的影响是什么呢？
We've been, I think the church has been here, 2004, was it?
Three.
Okay, how many years? That's 13 years. Okay.
我们在这里的聚会已经有13年了。
So, what effect?
那我们对附近的影响是怎样的？
Does it concern you?
那这样的事情是不是引起你的关注呢？
Are you only satisfied just a city?
你是不是就是能够在每个礼拜天来到这里，坐在这里敬拜的话，你就觉得满足了呢？
We want to be available to our Lord to serve Him.
我们要让自己放在神的手中，让主来用。
So I'm only saying to you，
我只是这样向大家说。
It may be because our hearts are so hard。
也许我们的心好像是有刚硬的。
It may be because we're not ready to repent。
或者也许我们还没有准备好要悔改了。
And if people come in, they might see only your unrepented sin。
所以当然如果来到我们中间的话，也许所看到的就是我们那个还没有悔改的心。
So I don't know.
我不知道是怎样。
But it's good, isn't it?
但是这是一件好的。
If we say, Lord, here we are.
如果我们向主说，主，我在这里。
Lord, we're not perfect.
主啊，我们并不是完全的。
But Lord, we offer ourselves to you.
但是主，我们把我们的自己交在你的手中。
Use us as you see fit.
愿你来使用我们。
Okay. We do need to have an awareness.
所以我们必须要意识到
that is, yes, God wants to work in me.
是的，就是神要在我们身上工作。
He's not satisfied with your life.
神并不对我们的生活满意了。
Are you satisfied?
你是不是对自己的一生满意了呢？
We're satisfied with our Lord.
我们对主是满意的。
But I'm not satisfied with my life.
但是我对自己的一生并不满意。
There must be so many areas that yet,as our brother Yu used that the Lord Jesus has not yet possessed in my heart.
就是在我们心中还有很多的地方，主还没有被主得着。
He, remember, he uses the metaphor of in Joshua, where the Lord told Joshua, wherever you put your foot, that will I give unto you.
你记得他所说到的关于约书亚的事情，神对约书亚说，你脚所站的地方都是属于你。
So the Lord Jesus wants to put His foot in every area of our lives.
所以主要把他的这个脚放在我们生命中的每一个部分。
So therefore, let's have an awareness.
所以让我们有这样的意识。
And let's have a faith that God.Will change.
让我们有这样的信心，就是说神要改变我们。
Do you believe it?
你是不是相信呢？
Do you believe that God will change?
你是不是相信主要改变？
Maybe you're having difficulty in your marriage.
也许在你的婚姻中有难处。
And usually, because this is what I do, you know whose fault it is?
通常你知道这个，如果在婚姻中有难处的话，是谁的错呢？
It's hers.
通常我从我自己来说，好像就是他的错。
Never me, because how
从来都不会是我的错。
But we see we don't realize in our own lives what God is wanting to do.
所以我们你看见吗？就是我们自己并不知道在我们的身上神所要做什么样的工作。
And before we start pointing fingers and blaming others, go and search your own life.
所以当我们要用手指来指点别人的话，让我们先回到神的面前来审查自己。
And believe that God is going to do a change.
要相信主要改变我们了。
He will, if He changes our hearts,
如果主改变我们的心了，
There'll be a change in the church.
那就会在这个教会就会有改变。
There'll be a change of attitudes towards one another.
啊，这个我们与弟兄姊妹中，对弟兄姊妹们的态度就会有改变。
There'll be a unity and a vision together.
那在教会中就会有一个的合一，也会有同一个的意向。
But that's why we have to see our own lives.
这就是为什么我们要看到自己的。
Okay, let me finish with this verse.
让我们以这节圣经来结束。
It's in, you know it very well. That's Titus 2:11-12.
那就是在提多书第二章第十一节到第十二节。
It says the saving grace of God has appeared to all men.
他说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来了。
And teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in the present age.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
So, it's the grace of God that will do more in your life than all the rules and regulations that I will give you, what you must do and what you can't do and what you should do.
所以这个是神的那个恩典要在你的身上做的工作，而不是我告诉你什么可以做，什么不可以做。
In other words, you must embrace the grace of our Lord Jesus.
换一句话说，你必须要敞开你的双臂来接受拥抱这个主要在你身上做的工作。
Understand that free grace of God.
要明白这个神白白的恩典。
And you will realize what sins are in your life.
你就会知道你在你的生活中，在你的身上有什么样的罪。
So he's assuring us that if we know God's saving grace, there will be a change.
所以他这样的应许我们，神的那个救赎的恩典会改变我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our gracious Lord Jesus.
我们蛮有恩典的主耶稣。
We want to thank you for this time together.
我们要为着这一个的时间，我们感谢你。